You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Good morning. Welcome in. I'm coming off a weekend of binge watching March Madness. But that's kind of cool when it's your job, I think. Don't you double down?
I mean, I get paid to go gamble on these games. I mean watch these games.
Right.
I said. Yeah, I mean, sure. How much better could it get?
It was an unbelievable weekend. All right, we do know that. Some epic, epic games in March Madness. And that's why we thought it would be a good time to bring on Mo Williams, head basketball coach at Jackson State, and played at Alabama and in the NBA for a long time. And you're listening to the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. And Mo joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Mo Williams, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for jumping on. Are you in Jackson or are you on the road?
I am in Jackson. Recruiting, man. Recruiting.
Yeah. So tell me your model, you know, are you going more high school? Are you going more portal? Or are you doing a combination of the two, Ma?
Well, obviously, a combination of two, more so portal. You know, obviously, you've been watching college basketball, man. It's teams are getting older. The young guys are it's hard. It's hard for those guys to break in right away as a freshman. But on the flip side, it allows a Jackson State at our level to get a good high school player because a lot of those bigger schools are looking for older guys. So for me, it's a little bit of both.
No, that makes sense. I don't know if you saw what Jay Wright said over the weekend after Calipari and Kentucky lost to Oakland. But he basically said, and I know he respects Cal, but he said you can't take a bunch of freshmen and play a bunch of 22 and 23-year-olds, and it worked this day and age, and that Cal was going to have to, well, like you just said, blend his roster with freshmen and portal guys. One, did you see Jay Wright say that? But two, do you agree with what Jay Wright said?
I did see what Jay Wright said, and I agree with him. And I think Cal agreed with him from listening to what Cal said. He needs to bring in some older guys. I think he just needs to sprinkle them in. He had too many freshmen. I think that's what he felt. But at the same time, I think, you know, you will get some freshmen that can have an impact. The freshman over at Colorado, the kid brother that plays for Oklahoma City, you know, he's one of those freshmen. But he's one of the only freshmen on that team that actually really plays. It's not, you know, three, four, five that you depend on. So I one thing that stuck out to me was I saw a graphic with Oklahoma City average. Oklahoma City Thunder average age is 22 and a half, and North Carolina UNC is the same age.
Wow.
And they're a college team at 22 and a half. You know, so when you playing against teams like a UNC that have, you know, I think I want to say three fifth-year seniors in RJ, and RJ might be a fourth, fifth-year guy, but Babcock, you know, you're looking at Babcock, one of the best bigs in the country that's still in college, you know, and that's something that we got to get used to, and I think it's the new norm.
I agree with you. Yeah, no, R.J. Davis has been there forever because I was in the I was at the Final Four in New Orleans 2 years ago, and he was my favorite player in the tournament, and he was a sophomore then. So, yeah, he's a senior or fifth year. We're visiting with Mo Williams, head basketball coach at Jackson State, had a great career at Murrah, Alabama, and in the NBA. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. So I was reading another article, Mo, over the weekend as far on The Athletic, and it talked about how teams are trying to balance building their roster, like we're talking about, with young guys and older guys, and how at the end of the day, guards went in March, and they were walking you through. Jay Wright was quoted in there as far as talking about that. And the Illinois coach said, look, this is what we had to do. We had to shift from, he said, I love having a seven-footer, but I got to have positional size and I have to have guards. You have to find a way to win in your conference, but you have to have guards to win in March. Is that what you saw over the weekend, Ma?
Well, absolutely. I mean, to win big games, you have to have guards, because you got to understand, when you get to March Madness, it's almost like getting to the playoffs in the NBA, per se, where everybody knows your X and O's, meaning everybody knows what kind of sets you're trying to run. Everybody knows where you're trying to get the ball, and they'll take that away. And if you just really watch March Madness, the teams that win, when they just have guards, that special guards that make plays, that just make plays outside of sets, when the play breaks down, it's very important to have really electric guards. Obviously, you can have big men, but they're, you know, you got the Purdue's, you got the NC States in the world that has dominant big men. But as you saw, you know, over the last two out of the last three years, what happened to Purdue when they just played smaller teams, and it only takes one game.
Right. That's right. You mentioned freshman impact. You don't have many guys like Josh Hubbard that come in ready to go, do you?
Absolutely not. I mean, I would say that I'm very proud of him. Been knowing the kid and his family for a long time. You know, you never know what kind of adjustment period or how somebody will adjust to the college game as a freshman. I was in his shoes. But to just see his maturation, just to see how he grew throughout the year, coming off the bench at first, just being a kind of a spark off the bench, and then all of a sudden he just kind of just took the bull by the horn and just took it. He earned everything he got. It wasn't given to him. And that's one thing I can appreciate about him. But he's had a terrific season. I mean, he's made himself a lot of money, I'll tell you that, in the NIL world.
No question. No question about it. Hub had a great year. We're visiting with Mo Williams, Murrah, Alabama, NBA. Now the head basketball coach at Jackson State. And two of his sons were on the Jackson Academy overall championship team this year. And one of them already has his junior. Like, your oldest just finished his junior year. Is that right, Mo?
Yes.
Okay. Had a phenomenal year. Won it all at JA and already has offers. So what will he do this summer as far as – you know, maybe play it on an AAU team, yeah. Or how does that look?
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He'll be on the Nike circuit, the EYBL circuit. So they're getting ramped up now. Both of them, actually, my younger son, both of them on the same. They're not on the same team. They're two different age groups, but the same program. Okay. Randy Livingston, that played at LSU back in the day, he runs the program out of New Orleans, so they're playing with him.
I remember Randy Livingston.
Yeah, wow. He coaches that team.
Okay. I remember him at LSU. Where did he play high school? Yep. Huh?
Well, he played high school in New Orleans. He's from New Orleans.
Okay. All right, I just remember him seeing him play Mississippi State and Ole Miss a lot. I think that – was that during the Dale Brown or John Brady days? It all runs together for me.
That's Dale Brown.
Okay. Dale Brown days. Got it. So your oldest just finished his junior year and they'll both play on teams. You had to be excited the way the season played out, and they made a hell of a run and won the championships, Mo.
Absolutely. play for a team that hasn't won championships in a long time, and you're able to come there your first year and have a huge impact like they did. I mean, as a father, just speaking from a father's standpoint, I couldn't be more prouder than my boys. I mean, they continue to work. They love the game. And it's something that I, as a father, I didn't push on them because, you know, I'm an NBA, ex-NBA player, and I'm an athlete. But that's something I never pushed on my kids. So, you know, for them to take the love of the game like I do, getting up at 5 in the morning, you know, with me and going to work out before school every day, adopting some of my traits. I mean, I couldn't be more prouder as a father.
That's great. That's awesome. Mo Williams on the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. So let's talk NBA for a minute. You were on some good teams. I know you get asked all the time what it was like to play for the Cavs. I remember when you were doing your foundation charity event at River Hills, and we had a blast being a part of that several years ago. But I would have to believe playing with LeBron was kind of like half circus and half awesome. What, now that you're older and you've been able to, you've been retired for a little while, you know, when you look back on it, you know, what's your takeaway during that time?
Well, for one, it was a circus to you guys. When you're in it, you know, you're kind of 10 toes down and you kind of don't, you know, see what's going on around you. And then when you kind of separate yourself from it, you see how, it was and how much of a impact he makes on any team. You know, just me leaving Milwaukee before I came to Cleveland, just for example, when I was in Milwaukee, we had one national televised game, and I get traded to Cleveland the following year. That one game turned into 42 national televised games.
Wow.
So that just lets you know that just the impact of just being on the team with him, for one, and just watching him work every single day, just how he prepared. People always get it misunderstood. The best players just kind of wake up and roll out to bed and be who they are. I've seen it firsthand how he prepares. Just for example, we'll wake up, we'll have shoot around at 9:30, and I usually get up and get a workout in, you know, if we in the hotel or something. He's already down there working. And bus leave and we go to shoot around, we get there at 10, he's already there. You know, vice versa, we go to the game, usually 7 o'clock game, we're probably leaving by 4:30. He's not on the bus, he's already at the gym getting prepared for the game. So I've seen how he prepares every single day. I've seen how he takes care of his body. So there's no coincidence that he's still playing at a high level.
In other words, there were no shortcuts, right? I have to tell you about this game-changing product I used before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB. to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
Not one.
Wow. Wow. And to be what always, you know, so much more about the game than I do, but, and we're visiting with Mo Williams, who played with LeBron among many other really, really good players in the NBA and at Alabama. What always impressed me was his ability to distribute the basketball. I mean, there's only so, I mean, I know Magic did it, started coming out of 1980 with the Lakers, and we had never really seen a 6'9", but he was a true point, you know, coming out of Michigan State. LeBron could play all five positions on the court, How impressed were you with his ability to pass and distribute the basketball? Huh?
Well, it's more so than passing. It's his IQ, his reading the game. He can see a play before it happens, and he can read action. He can read all kind of things that's going on the court before it actually happens. So he knows where the pass is going to be. So it's a big thing in basketball about being on time and on target. So when you make a pass, it want to be on time and it needs to be on target. And that's one thing that he does better than anybody I've ever been around.
No doubt about it. A lot of people said he, and I always thought this was ridiculous because everybody, there's many, many different ways to lead. But, and everybody from here till I guess the end of time is going to be compared to MJ. But did you roll your eyes when you would hear people talk about how maybe he wasn't a leader? Because I thought it was nonsense. What did you see?
Yeah, that's nonsense. I played with the man 5 years. And not only have a voice also. Trust me, he let his frustration be known. He uplifted his teammates, but he also led by example. Showed up every single day, first one in practice, last one to leave. Always came from or started. You know, like I said, you know, he's no different from Jordan. So everybody has an opinion. But when you're in the fire with him, man, you see everything that he does. And trust me, you don't win everywhere you go if you're not a leader.
Absolutely. He's won rings at three different teams. I guess it was 2016, Mo, when y'all were down 3-1?
Yes. Down 3-1.
Okay, to me, I mean, I watched darn near every minute of that championship series, and Golden State was loaded. I think that is one of the all-time performances in the history of the league. Your thoughts?
No, it is. No, it's big because you got to remember that season alone, Golden State didn't lose two games in a row that entire year. The entire season, they did not lose two games in a row. Remember, they was fighting against the Chicago Bulls 72-10 record that year, and they was rolling. And to be down 3-1, you know, losing three games in a row, meaning Golden State, and that says a lot about who we were and the belief we had in each other, the belief we had in our coach, and we just took it one game at a time. I remember going back, we was game five going back home, and the year before, I wasn't there. I came in, back in 2016. They won the championship on our floor, and they celebrated, and we ended up playing them in the regular season on Christmas in Cleveland. And they gave us some bulletin board material where they was in the locker room after the game talking about it still smell like champagne, and they joking. So we took that to heart. So when we coming back for game five in the finals, all we were saying was they're not celebrating on our court. And we ended up pulling out game five. So we're going back to game six, and our whole thing on the flight going back to game six is saying we're coming back home to play game seven. We're coming back. I mean, we went to Golden State in five and we came back in game six. I'm sorry. We played at home game six and
gotcha.
We said they're not celebrating on our court. Heading back out to game seven, the whole thing we were saying was how we're going to celebrate in the parade. That's why when you go to the parade, you see a lot of guys shirt off, a lot of guys just doing a lot of crazy stuff because those are the things that we was throwing out into the universe, throwing out into to the world, just giving ourselves a lot of motivation, a lot of confidence. And that game, game seven, the game Kyrie and Bron had, both of them having over 40 points. I mean, that game alone, it was ridiculous. And to leave that game and get on a flight thinking we're heading back to Cleveland, and this is a story I got to tell. We get on a flight and we in the air maybe an hour and a half, maybe. And next thing you know, the plane was going down. And it's a four-hour, five-hour flight back to Cleveland from Golden State. And we was in Vegas. And We celebrated. I mean, with the owners, everybody. We jump on the flight. We land back in Cleveland by 8 in the morning. It's 50,000 people at the airport when we land. 50,000. Mm-hmm. The next day, the parade, we had 1.5 million people downtown Cleveland. It was unbelievable.
I forgot about that, Mo. Mo Williams, NBA champion on the Out of Bounds show with the Cavs. So y'all didn't know, like maybe the owner or somebody, I don't know, an executive?
Yeah, we was on the plane. We celebrating. We got champagne. We got cigars on the plane. And you know, we getting ready for this long flight back home. And next thing you know, we was going down about an hour and 45 minutes. And we landed in Vegas, and they had a big old thing for us at the club. I mean, the whole team, the whole staff, coaching staff, the owners, everybody. We partied for about 4 or 5 hours and jumped back on the flight and flew back to Cleveland. Kept the party going. I don't think we slept in probably about 3 days.
So do you remember what club you went to in Vegas?
I don't remember the name of it. Don't let me lie to you.
No, you can text me later when you think of it.
Yeah.
Because I want to, I have to know. And then you get to Cleveland and there's 50,000 people at the airport
there's
and eventually.
50,000 people at the airport when we land. It was unreal.
And
unreal.
I can't imagine. I don't even know how y'all got to your cars or whatever. And then 1.5 million at the parade.
There was people on top of streetlights. Like, I don't even know how they got up there. I mean, if you can get back, if you can just pull footage up or pictures up of that parade, it will be unbelievable. Because you obviously you know it was 52 years before it was a championship won in Ohio. So it was huge. I mean, it was huge.
Golly. And so 1.5 million. Who was it? JR, what was his name?
JR Smith.
Yeah, he didn't wear a shirt for like 5 days, did he?
Exactly. And that goes back to what we were saying. JR was the one that back, man, I'm telling you, I'm not wearing a shirt for a whole week. I ain't wearing a shirt for a whole. So people was just putting things out there, how we're going to celebrate. We was just putting that vision out there and just putting that confidence out there. Knowing that we got to go out there and win a tough game on their floor, game seven, knowing we done beat them twice. They haven't lost twice all year. Now you're talking about a third time on their floor, beating them 2 out of 3 times on their floor. Just imagine that. That team that year, beating them 2 out of 3 times, that was something that was remarkable. You're talking about a game seven where I don't know if you've ever been in a situation in your life where you feel like it's 17 knocks in your heart the entire 48 minutes. Every second, you know, you just in the game. I mean, it's just you feel like you can't take a deep breath. It's just one of those games, one of those moments. And when that clock turns 0-0-0, it's just a jubilation that you have that you cannot explain. It's an excitement that you cannot explain. Man, it's something that'll stick with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's you're right. It was a remarkable down 3-1, and to beat that team in its prime 3 times in a row, 2 out of 3 on their court. Good grief, that was amazing. Yeah. Mo Williams on the we're gonna have to do this more. Mo Williams on the Out of Bounds show, head basketball coach for the Jackson State Tigers. And we appreciate his time today. Hey, Mo, thanks so much. It was good to catch up. We'll have to do it again soon. And congratulations on your son's success, too.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Anytime, Bo.
Take care. Mo Williams on the Out of Bounds show. NBA champion. Played at Murrah, Alabama, and for the Cavs and other teams in the NBA. He was on that team and played. That was down 3-1 to the Warriors in their prime. You know, the trio.
Prime.
I mean, down 3-1, and they have to win 2 of 3 at Golden State. And they do it. And what he just said, Kyrie and LeBron both dropped 40 in one game. Over 40, I guess, in one game. Against that team. You know, Draymond, Clay, and Steph. among others.
Oh, Iggy?
Yeah, phenomenal player.
Still playing real good ball at that point.
That was fun. Mo Williams. And if you missed it, you can go to Spotify or Apple Podcast and search Out of Bounds with Bo Bounds. Or you can go to YouTube and search Out of Bounds Sports. Appreciate you hanging out with us today. We've got another hour here. The Ag Up Equipment text line, 601-885-3776. It is always driven by your next John Deere tractor from any Ag Up equipment dealership in Mississippi, including Canton and Pearl, agup.com. John Deere, America's tractor for your farm, your hunting camp, or your family land, all at Ag Up Equipment. Hour number three coming up.